The Orioles squaring off with the Rays. Steven Souza Jr. named American League Player of the Week. Ready for this one? We pick up the action. First batter of the game, Souza Jr.'s teammate Corey Dickerson at the dish facing Ubaldo Jimenez.
High fly ball to right field and deep. Seth Smith turns around and this one is heading to the seats. It's gone. A fat 3-1 pitch and Corey Dickerson did not miss it. His fifth home run of the season, and just like that, the Rays take a 1-0 first inning lead. The pitch on its way. Here's a swing and a drive to right center field. Back at it, Souza Jr. to the wall, jumps up, and it's gone. Hyun-Soo Kim went down to get a pitch at 92 miles an hour. Steven Souza Jr. tried to climb the wall in center field, came up a little bit short. The way that Chris Archer has allowed this season after giving up 30 a year ago. So here's Jonathan Scope, and he drives one to the same spot in right field. Souza Jr. going back to the wall, and this one's gone. The Orioles go back to back, Kim and then Jonathan Scope, and this game is tied at 3.
2 in the third, single to right in the fifth. So he's been perfect against his Team USA mate, Chris Archer. Now Archer from the set, his 97th pitch of the night, is a long drive to left field, a hanging slider, is hit halfway to Dundalk. A two-run homer for Adam Jones, and the Orioles take a 5-3 lead. That was a no-doubter.
There was a brief rain delay in the eighth inning, but it doesn't deter the Orioles as they go on to win at 6-3. It's their fifth win in six games. Brad Brock finishes it off for his fourth save. The Orioles with three homers off Chris Archer, one by Adam Jones. He finishes 3-for-3 with two RBIs. The Rays come up short against the Orioles. Tampa Bay manager Kevin Cash spoke to the media after the game.
A little bit of a recurring theme, you know, we get on the guy early and just couldn't quite separate the game. We had some opportunities. You know, their offense, they do a tremendous job against Archer. Their approach is, you know, it's pretty obvious that they just don't chase the ball down against him. They, for whatever reason, they see him pretty well, make him work. You know, and then by that time, the lineup turns over a couple times. They've got some good swings on him. But, you know, long day at the ballpark with the rain and no rain, but we'll bounce back tomorrow.
Kevin, Chris Archer had gone 31 innings without allowing a home run, then three tonight, the five walks. What effect did the weather have?
I don't think any. No, I don't think it had any effect at all. I mean, these guys know him pretty well, meaning the Orioles, and they have good at-bats. You know, even when we some of the walks were some really, really good at-bats that they lay off some tough pitches that generally he gets swings at.
Steven Souza Jr. has been off to such a hot start, but we saw him there grab at his right elbow or arm.
Yeah.
What's the latest on him? How's he feeling?
I think he's pretty sore. I'm not sure exactly. You know, he went up for the ball that went over the wall and hit his – it's concrete back there, so just hit his elbow pretty good on it. So some sort of contusion that we'll monitor and see how he feels coming in tomorrow. Yeah, he made some big pitches at times where, you know, they were putting some pressure on us. And then the sixth inning, yeah. I mean, the home run got him, and then and that's going to happen sometimes. Those guys, you know, we know how balls fly out of this ballpark, but they got him today.
Tough is it when you probably had some more shots at a Ubaldo and maybe could have pushed across a few more runs against
him? Yeah, that's tough. I mean, we've seen Ubaldo enough to know that you got to get him early because generally with Ubaldo, once he settles in, he gets pretty good. And we had some opportunities and just didn't make the most of them.
So, it's who's debut today. Why have you seen him today?
Well, first of all, we're excited for him to get him out there. Unique situation for a debut to come during a rain delay or right after a rain delay. But we saw enough of him in spring training to be excited about. And, you know, good fastball changeup combination. Like the fact that he came in there and just pumped strikes.
Chris Archer gives up 3 home runs. He allows 5 runs in all and 6 2/3 innings of work. He spoke after the game.
You know what? Everybody had to play in those conditions tonight. So it didn't really play much of a factor.
31 innings without allowing a home run. This park doesn't make it easy. This is a team that's on a hot streak. From your perspective, just take us through the 6th inning and what happened.
Just in general, there was a few pitches that I wish I could have back. And that's baseball. So going into my next start, I plan on executing at a higher level. Even if it is just, you know, 3 or 4 more pitches that I have to execute, has to be done.
You kind of bobbed and weaved with the middle of the order there several times through there. Does it sting more when you get beat at the bottom of the order in the home runs? That's a pretty thick lineup all the way through.
Yeah. Like we talked about before, I'm attacking everybody with everything I have. You know, just because it was Jonathan Scope hitting 8th, he's not your prototypical. That's what makes their lineup so dangerous. I just got to execute at a higher level, whether it's the first leadoff batter, 8, 9, whatever it is, I have to execute.
Cash made a point of saying their approach against you is maybe a little different, and he thought it's pretty effective in that they don't chase down. Is that something you noticed in the course of the game?
Early in the game tonight, yeah, certainly. But, you know, I talked to Hickey, made a few adjustments, and they did a good job of capitalizing on some mistakes. I wish I could have done a little bit more, got a few more outs and gave up a few less runs because, you know, we fought. We were playing in tough conditions, and wish I could have closed that last inning out with no runs.
Just one last question. I know how you and Adam have a great relationship and a great rapport. Is it – To battle with him, and that would be a key moment. Is that something that you kind of think about?
Honestly, like I said yesterday, my pregame wasn't even a factor. Good hitter, number 10, right-handed center fielder for the Baltimore Orioles. And honestly, that last pitch that I threw to him, anybody in their lineup would have done what he did because it was just a bad, worst possible pitch, the worst possible time with the worst possible outcome. I'm just gonna execute at a higher level next time.
Up next, the Rays series with the Orioles continues on Tuesday. Erasmo Ramirez on the hill up against Wade Miley.